Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, how about that manly man, Joe Biden? He's not scared of black gang leaders threatening him with rusty razors. No. Courageous, macho man, Joe Biden, stood up to that gang leader, Corn Pop, and his right-hand man, Captain Crunch.
It's Monday.
How was your weekend?
Do you really have to ask me that?
You really have to ask me that?
Yeah, why?
It's never, ever.
Long enough.
Not long enough.
Oh, I could use a few more hours of sleep.
Tough luck.
Work.
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 Waits for no one.
So,
are you ready to rock?
Yes, I'm. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Yes, let's do this.
All right.
Okay, it's showtime. Here we go. Getting underway. Hope you had a great weekend. I don't know about you, but quite enough of summer, thank you. Ready for some cooler temperatures. The leaves, no, it's time for autumn. They're starting to come down, but temperatures, wow, still mid-90s here? I don't know what this means for the winter ahead. We shall see. Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day, alohas to you. Going to be a big show today, special guest coming along a little bit later. You may remember back in the last gubernatorial election cycle, a businessman named John Warren came out of nowhere to challenge the GOP establishment in the person of Governor Henry McTaxter. And he entered the race probably really too late to have a chance to really establish a foothold and get any momentum rolling. But nonetheless, John Warren in the GOP primary for the governorship carried virtually all of the counties in the upstate over Governor Henry McTaxter. Well, some interesting news today because Mr. Warren has now sold his majority interest in his company, Lima One Capital, to his minority partners. And knowing John Warren through the course of the last gubernatorial campaign, I can assure you he is not the kind of man to sit on his hands, to count his money, to lay back in the sun on the fantail of his yacht and do nothing. So he will join me here in the studio in the 5 o'clock follies this afternoon, and we'll see what plans he has in store for the future, whether he intends to remain in private industry or whether, you know, start some new project, or whether he is going to dip his toes into the political fray again as we head towards 2020. Okay, here's how you join me and be a part of the program today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is always bob@1063word.com. I'm kind of on the injured list today, marginally, because I'm playing golf Saturday morning. I never realized, you know, these little tiny sweat beads that are like, I don't know, half an inch long, tiny little things. I'm standing beside the cart path over at Pebble Creek, and I'm waiting for the other guys to hit. And I look down, and I see all these bees swarming around a hole in the ground. And I thought, holy cow, they've got a nest down there. The next thing I know, ouch. One of them crawled down inside my sock and stung me on my ankle. So I ripped my shoe off and ripped my sock off. There was the body of the poor little warrior bee who, displaying the kind of courage we usually only see in people like Joe Biden. The bee had sacrificed his life defending their home turf. Not that I was any threat to him. I was going to leave him, you know, to their own devices. Gather ye honey while ye may. But he didn't know that. He thought I was there as a threat. And so stung me. And my ankle has been itching ever since. And I'm slugging down Benadryl and wiping on anti-itch creams and stuff. So I don't know. It was not enough, obviously. You know, I didn't have any anaphylactic shock or anything like that. But it just was irritating more than anything else. Speaking of irritating, Joe Biden again with another story emblematic of the kind of character and courage that only a Joe Biden can display. Telling the story of his chain-wielding face-off with a gang of rusty, razor-wielding ne'er-do-wells led by a black gang leader by the name of Corn Pop. This is from 2017, I believe, when Biden was telling a story of how he endeared himself to the young people in the black community by standing up to this gangland thug. Here is creepy Uncle Joe.
I learned a lot, and I learned that it makes a difference. This was the diving board area, and I was one of the guards. And there were not. There was a 3-meter board.
Oh, by the way, he's revisiting in Wilmington, Delaware, the swimming pool where he was a young lifeguard at this predominantly black pool. All right, here we go.
And you fell off sideways. You landed on the damn the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And back in those days, to show how things have changed, one of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap.
Oh, by the way, notice how he kind of channels Hillary Clinton in her speech down in Alabama more than a decade ago. I don't feel no ways, tarred. And Biden is speaking in front of a group of black youngsters. And notice how he sort of has a tendency to adopt a bit of a dialect here in his description of his courageous standing up to this black thug.
And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors.
Mm. Yeah.
Not a joke. There was a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, you used to remember the straight razor. You'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at him, but I was smart then.
Yeah, but obviously not so much now.
I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again. But I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that. Not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
Yeah, so there is the legendary tale of how creepy Uncle Joe, displaying enormous courage in the face of overwhelming odds, outnumbered by Corn Pop and by Snap, Crackle, and Pop, not only displayed courage in standing up to this black gang leader, but turned him around. Joe is too modest to mention this, but all these black gang members previous to this incident had always voted for Republicans. But after this, after that, Joe turned, they all voted Democrat after that. Yeah. Wow. There is no end to this. And it's sad because Biden, I really think, is losing it. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show. 16 after 3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeedy. You know, hearing that story from Colonel Joe Biden, that's K-E-R-N-E-L, Colonel Joe Biden, and his standoff with Corn Pop reminded me of the time we were on that mission over Macho Grande and the dying words of Lieutenant George Zip. Anybody remember Airplane? To the phones we go. Stuart is our leadoff batter. He is in Greer. Hi, Stuart, and welcome to the Monday Bobby Mac Show.
Hi. Before I get into my content, I will tell you, a good story about Biden's bravery, as I understand it. They went to an event. They parked the cars on a wild monarch butterfly, landed on the windshield, and the carriage fell so bad he couldn't get out of the car, so they had to get the Secret Service in there to run the butterfly off.
Yeah, that sounds more germane to the Joe Biden we all know and love.
Oh, yeah. I've been in enough, that usually in a political campaign, you have debate content meetings. You go over very carefully some of the main points. Points that you want to make that you want to stick.
Sure, and your staff will toss tough questions at you so that you won't be surprised when they come up during the televised debate.
Or create stories that will stick to people. And if you'll remember, when Hillary was first running, the narrative was that she had never been in the military, didn't have any military experience, she had fallen apart in these tough military, they wouldn't be able to make these decisions. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, when she won the Bonds, she had to run out of the plane with her head down, dodging sniper fire.
That's right, or as Limbaugh called it, snipper fire.
And that's right, but that was contrived because she wanted that story to combat the narrative that she had never been. Anyway, so Biden, what he's doing, I guarantee you this is was talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is a tough guy.
Yes, he is.
And anybody that does not know that doesn't follow him very well. And Biden is Harvey Milquetoast.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big mouth and a yellow streak. And he's telling that story to try to plant that image. There's no way he would ever grapple. He couldn't even lift a chain with rust on it. Hell, he couldn't lift one link with a little old thing. So that's my take on Biden.
You know, and it was interesting with Hillary's story about dodging snipper fire in Bosnia, because apparently she was unaware of the fact that there was video that showed that showed her arrival at the airport. And here's some little girl bringing her a bouquet of flowers, and they're standing around and shaking hands with local dignitaries and luminaries. There were no rounds ricocheting off the tarmac around her as they dashed courageously to get out from under the snipper fire from the Bosnian rebels.
And you know something else I would love to hear? I don't know why when she gets on the air, somebody doesn't ask her to show them her little jar of hot sauce. You remember what she made the comment that she always carried hot sauce in her pocketbook?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Again, when she was speaking in front of a black audience. You know, this is nothing but a 21st century version of some of my best friends are blacks.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And this, the Democrat Party is the pander party. They will lie, cheat, steal, and I wouldn't put it past murder in order to gain power, because they are not Americans that we consider today. They're
You made a really good point, though, Stuart, and that is about stories. Because when a candidate tells a story, it does have a way of lodging itself in somebody's memory.
The longer and more detailed it is, the better it's going to stick. And if you notice the detail, he went back and back. Well, actually, she did, too. These are stories that were made up in a campaign meeting.
Sure.
That were designed to overcome an image.
Well, no wonder, because the image in this case is of Joe Biden trying to prevent school busing to promote integration, which he did.
That's exactly right.
No, but he doesn't want that story spread around. Thanks a lot, Stuart. I appreciate a good leadoff call today. On the website at Conservative Treehouse, which is where that audio came from, by the way, in the comments section, what comes next? The story where Colonel Joe Biden won a Silver Star when he rescued John Kerry during a mass killer whale attack in the King Kong Delta. Or how about the one where they were returning from a secret mission to find the mother of Obama Chi Minh, the co-pilot who crashed into the Vietnamese jungle. Joe was there with Amelia Earhart while they were on assignment doing mission work, returning Mother Teresa to her convent in India. Bob, what about the time Breakfast Bucket Joe fought Count Chocula? That was an epic battle. Joe looks a little more like Fruit Loops every day. Bobby, when I was a kid, 5 years old or so, me and my two best friends formed a gang. We all loved the Kellogg cereal characters, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I was Pop. Maybe I can sue Biden for slander. But I guess I was really Rice Pop and not Corn Pop. Jeez. Bobby, I was five then. We knew that Lash LaRue or the Lone Ranger would handle any pop, corn or otherwise. Bob distinctly heard Bite Me say, "Boy," which is a big no-no amongst our black brethren. That alone would get you shanked in some neighborhoods. Bobby, over Macho Grande? Nope, I don't think I'll ever get over Macho Grande. Classic line in Airplane. Bobby, plot twist. Corn Pop actually grew up to be the Reverend Al Sharpton, and he now credits Biden with turning his life around. Bobby, just win one for the zipper. So, Bob, I guess at the next debate, Biden will walk into the debate. You know how baseball players have walk-up music when they come to bat? So now when Biden walks on the debate stage, they'll be playing the theme from Shaft. Hey, Bobby, how can any of these lunatics accuse any of us of not being presidential? Bobby, if that guy's nickname was Corn Pop, then they must have called Creepy Joe Corn Flake. Bobby, did you say Joe is losing it? That's the biggest joke you've told all day. Har, har, hearty, har, har. Thanks, Bob. Laugh out loud. there's one I can't share. It's good, but I can't share it. Oh, about the bee sting. Bobby Mack, the bee that stung you sounds a lot like it was from a yellow jacket's nest. You're lucky you only got stung by one. The first staying leaves a scent that attracts the entire colony if they're close enough to smell it. Hit them straight from Jason. Bobby, I think there's a song in this. Everybody was corn pop fighting. Yeah, their moves were flat, fast as lightning. We go back to the phones, fortunately, when I come right back. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody was corn pop fighting.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here he comes. Colonel Joe Biden, K-E-R-N-E-L. Colonel Joe Biden striding up to the podium, the next Democrat primary. Next big debate in October. With the great soundtrack of Isaac Hayes in the background, reminding Joe of the time he stood up to that vicious thug, Corn Pop. One of the all-time great movie songs, Isaac Hayes, the theme from Shaft. I got to know Isaac fairly well when I was living in Memphis, because I lived there for a pretty good while. I lived there for about 15 years, and just a terrific guy and a fabulous musician. 3:38, 22 before 4. Back to the phones we go. Thanks to Jim for waiting patiently in Greer. Jim, good to have you here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Bobby Mac, I'm surprised you wanted to hear my poor little golfing story. I'd been out of high school for a number of years, and a high school buddy of mine called me up and convinced me to go play golf. I am not a golfer.
Okay.
He was going to do a little practice on the green before we started out.
Yeah, a little putting practice?
Yeah, just a little. I said, that's okay, do your thing. I'm going to go in here and get me a drink. I got a drink, and I was standing there watching him, and I went to take a sip, and I want to tell you, one of them bees stung one lip and bit the other.
Oh, man.
It was on the drink, on the lip of the drink,
yep,
as I went to take a sip, and
yep,
it lit me up, buddy.
You know what? That's funny. I mean, not funny amusing. I mean, funny ironic, because obviously it wasn't very amusing when that happened to you. But when I was living in Washington back in the 80s, I lived right on a golf course, Chantilly National golf course, and we played every weekend. Every Saturday morning we had a regular group, and some of the fairways ran parallel to each other, so you'd see other golfers out there. And one Saturday morning we noticed a bunch of golf carts congregated in the middle of the fairway, like six or eight of them congregated in the middle of the fairway, so we couldn't figure out what was going on. We pulled over there. One of the guys in one of the other groups, same thing, he had a can of soda. And when he took a swig of it, there was a yellow jacket or a bee or something that was right underneath the lip, and it stung him in the throat.
Oh, gosh, that's worse.
And, I mean, this poor guy was blue as a Smurf.
Mm-hmm.
And since, obviously, you know, it was a country club, there were a couple of doctors in the group, and one of them whipped out a penknife and a lighter. And opened him up right there, because he said, you know, this guy's not gonna be around by the time the ERs get here, the emergency responders. He's gonna, because it was obvious he was going into anaphylactic shock and he couldn't breathe. But yeah, it was nasty, and I can only imagine. I mean, I know how much it hurt to get stung in the ankle, let alone getting stung in the lip.
Bob, it's funny now. It's okay to laugh. I mean, it's a great story to tell. And that whole, I only played two rounds of golf in my lifetime, and that was the first one.
Well,
it just spiraled from there. I mean, I was going to tough it out. I was going to do it.
Right.
I went up to tee off, and my buddy, you know, we hadn't seen each other in years, and he had told me I could use his clubs. Well, I got up to tee off, and I said, I'm no expert, but isn't the flat side of this supposed to face the ball?
Oh, no. He was a lefty.
He was left-handed, and I'm right-handed.
Oh, and
you might have played the golf course. It's up in Walnut Cove, north of Winston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have played up there.
Yeah, it was that. You know, some of the holes are over the hill. You can't see them from the tee.
Yeah, blind shots, right.
Yeah. Well, I shot left-handed first game ever, and I did 110.
You know, that's not bad. You're not ambidextrous naturally, right? You're not a lefty?
No, I participated in a few sports, though, that kind of you had to go, you know, to your left and to your right.
Yeah,
equally.
Had to use both sides of your body, right?
Yeah.
Boy, that's pretty amazing that you were able to play that. You know, if that happened today, though, you know, you would be very fashionable because the blown-up lips, you know, that we were just talking about, the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny and Angela were just talking about the blown-up lips thing. You know, that's a hot trend now. You would have been right there in style, Jim.
I might have been in style, but, you know, with the pain, I couldn't have done nothing with it. That's
Man,
for sure.
I hear you.
And I got one quick comment about Colonel Joe.
Yes.
I think Colonel Sanders could take it.
Yeah, I think he could, too. Yeah, the odds are tremendously in Colonel Sanders' favor. And, of course, Colonel Sanders is dead, God rest his soul, but I believe he could still take Biden. I think you're right. Thank you, Joe. That's a great story. I appreciate you sharing it. I hadn't thought about that poor guy there on the golf course tournament, but, I mean, when I say blue as a Smurf, I mean, he was as blue as the field of blue in the American flag, and he was not going to make it. Bobby, please read this. South Carolina school bus 508-0245 is driving like an idiot on Wade Hampton heading toward Greenville. Okay, you could, star HP? Isn't that how you let the highway patrol know? Bobby, if we are the world leader in oil production, why is oil up $8 a barrel today and gas will be up 25 cents a barrel tomorrow? Just a form of price gouging. Thanks from Tim. Sure. Hey, Bobby, you know, I'd give my right arm to be ambidextrous. What was the famous basketball play? The guy was being interviewed after the game and he made a shot left-handed. And he said, he asked him if he could use both hands. And he didn't say he was appendectomy. What was it he said? Oh, he said he was amphibious. That's it. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, I could shoot with either hand, man. I'm amphibious.
No!
There you go. Bobby, why is it that those who never served in the armed forces always talk about their horrifying experiences, but the true veterans never brag or talk about their experiences? Could it be because they think it will win them points if they bring up something that sounds exciting? Pretty sad. Oh, here we go. We got another misdirected text, Moneypenny. I love when we get these. I'm driving with the do not disturb while driving turned on. I'll see you when I get where I'm going. Okay, get back to us. Let us know where you get. Everybody should get to where they're going. 3:45, it's a quarter before 4 here in the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back, the reaction in the black community to Joe Biden and his dust-up with Corn Pop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to tell you something. Kept to myself.
So there we were. Colonel Joe Biden and me. We were coming in low over Margaritaville. 350. This guy gets more ridiculous by the day. 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. So a prominent black journalist has expressed extreme skepticism about Colonel Joe Biden's latest display of courage and fortitude, in which the former VP said he stood up to a local gang leader at a swimming pool in 1962. Biden has regaled his audiences with parts of the story a number of times, which he claims took place when he was a lifeguard at a predominantly black pool in Wilmington, Delaware. He remembers how when he kicked a local gang leader named Corn Pop out of the pool for violating the rules, Biden was warned that Corn Pop was going to be waiting for him after work with a switchblade. Biden said he prepared himself by wrapping a metal chain around his arm. Corn Pop was waiting by Biden's car with 3 guys and straight razors. Not a joke. Why does Biden always add, like, I'm not kidding or not a joke? Who thought it was a joke? Michael Harriet, a writer for The Root website, said via Twitter that Biden's story was not believable. Now, Biden is like, this is Michael Harriet. His tweets on this. Now, Biden is like 176 years old, but he's still in pretty good shape. This supposedly happened in the summer of 1962. Biden says that instead of hanging out all summer, he decided to take a job working as a lifeguard at a black pool. So that summer, Biden was the only white lifeguard at Price's Run Swimming Pool in Brown Burton, Winchester Park. He says he did it. Y'all, I swear this is true, quote, in hopes of learning more about the black community, end quote. Yes, that's an actual quote. And guess what happened? Just like that, my N-word, Corn Pop, put down the straight razor and he and Biden became friends. From that day on, Biden was untouchable in the black community because Corn Pop vouched for him. Again, have you stopped laughing yet? Now, I don't know how it works where you live, but in my hood, you don't actually get a laminated street credential card from the neighborhood thug council. But then again, I've never been on the mean streets of Wilmington. And now, in his defense, part of Biden's story, parts of it have been corroborated by some of the people who frequented the pool. Former state NAACP President Richard Mouse Smith said Corn Pop was the leader of the Romans gang and had threatened Biden. Smith said Biden stood his ground against Corn Pop after he threatened to cut him. Okay. I mean, this is just, you know, it defies your imagination. Bobby, put some tobacco on the bee sting. The itch will be gone. Gerald from Cowpens. Also, Clorox on fire ant bites. You ever see a picture of what a fire ant looks like? You know, where they blow them up and you can see what, I mean, they look like something prehistoric, and they probably are. I mean, I'm sure they've been around since the Stone Age. But they look like the worst creature you ever saw in a Monster Attacks Humans movie. You know, like Them with the ants and all that. They are vicious-looking little ants. Now, Bobby, I wonder if an NCIC search for black male alias Corn Pop would return anything. Bobby, I was golfing with my dad when I was younger and had to use my stepmom's clubs. She was about a foot shorter than me, so the clubs were way too short. Went to take a swing, and on the way back, it flew out of my hands and into a tree. Oh, jeez. Bobby, I just called my financial advisor to ask that he buy stock in pomade, hoping that Biden will show up with it slathered on at a debate with President Trump and hoping that George Clooney is waiting him in the wings, cheering him on. Yeah, that'd be a nice sight. Bobby, how about the one where Joe runs for president and saves America because we all had no choice other than Trump? God bless Lion Biden. Sing it, Bobby, sing it. No, you're the only one saying that. Even Moneypenny is shaking her head. No, I don't think so. Bobby, every time I hear corn pop, I feel this urge to go have a bowl of cereal. Bobby Mack, you know, Uncle Joe pulled Teddy Roosevelt up San Juan Hill, and then they went on to defeat Pancho Villa. Bobby, wait till Beto O'Rourke hears about this. He'll want Joe to turn in his chain. Bob, don't you think Joe should have been in the movie The Warriors? Bobby, I understand that Biden is actually 1/1024th African-American. Bobby, your faithful millennial TJ from Spartanburg, just curious here. If Joe or Hillary actually went through all this stuff, where's the evidence? Gotcha. Bobby distinctly heard Biden say, I read that one. Kind of scrolling through here to get back to what happened. Yeah, Bob, the president said we're locked and loaded. Mike Pompeo said that Iran will be held accountable for the acts for the attacks on the Saudi oil fields. Do you really believe we're going to get involved in that conflict? I believe that Trump is very reluctant to get involved. Your take? Let me answer you in this fashion. Didn't President Trump just fire his national security advisor, who was on the hawkish side of being a hawk? Yeah. Hour number one rolling on past. Stand by, second hour of the Bobby Mack Show on Monday, right around the corner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.